Well, our guest was thought to be, well, would have been maybe the front runner in the Republican race for the nomination. Governor Mitch Daniels of Indiana decided not to run this year. He's with us on the phone to talk a little about the race that's taking place right now. Governor, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Glad to do it, Ernie. Thank you.
And you chose not to jump in yourself.
Well, that's right, but there are other ways to try to contribute, so I had already written a book, and it's published, and that'll have to be my modest contribution to what I think may be the most important national conversation we've had in a long time.
Keeping the Republic, Saving America by Trusting Americans. It is a lofty title, but it makes complete sense.
I hope so. I hope it is not new to everybody that Ben Franklin, on his way out of Independence Hall at the very dawn of our country, was asked what kind of government have you given us, and he answered, a republic, madam, if you can keep it. And it was his way of saying, as all the founders did, that they knew that this experiment in government of and by the people was fragile, that the wise guys of history had said it could never work or work for long, and we're in the sort of fix that the skeptics always predicted, and it's up to Americans to prove that self-government does work after all.
Now, you recently called on the current group of candidates in the GOP race to be grown-ups. Let's for fun give one example. Can you give us an example of, say, Governor Rick Perry, what he can do to be a grown-up?
Well, I'm not going to personalize it to anybody. This applies, I think, across the board, Laurie, to the leadership of both sides. But it starts by leveling with the American people about the difficulty we're in. It is very serious. This is not a philosophical or ideological statement. It's arithmetic. The incredible, unpayable, unsustainable debts that we've got and that we've scheduled in the future will do something worse, really, than permanently harm our standard of living. They will blight forever the American promise of upward mobility for all. So you would start by being very clear about that and explaining that we can't do everything for everyone all at the same time, and offer then some ideas, at least your best ideas, about how to address that while being open to the good ideas of others. That's it in a nutshell.
How did we get where we are financially? How do we get this far off the track? I mean, I think everybody, both parties, they agree. You know, we're in debt up to our eyes right now, but there just seem to be different ideas about how to get there.
Well, again, we got there the way that the skeptics of history said we would. Politicians curried favor by spending money they didn't have and borrowing it, borrowing the difference, and by promising things that somebody else would have to deliver out there in the future, so it's, in a way, it's not that surprising. You know, Erskine Bowles, who I think is one of the great Americans we have today, and headed that commission about a year ago, has been saying that we're facing the most predictable crisis ever. And what he means is, again, that the arithmetic of these debts cannot be wished away. It's not going to solve itself. It's going to come and do huge damage if we don't address it. But, you know, it was predictable even in a larger sense, the one I just mentioned, that governments of and by the people, if they're not careful, put themselves in this position.
So back to the GOP race, the Governor Chris Christie, who isn't in the race, but a lot of people would like to be in the race. What are your thoughts on this whole thing? You know, he keeps saying no, and people, obviously, they want him in, and they feel like he'd be the best possible person to beat the president.
Well, I know what it feels like, first of all, and I was with him just a few days ago. I think he's a terrific figure. I think we're going to see him on the national stage, and I hope we do, but I'll be surprised if it's 2012. I mean, Chris Christie, one thing a lot of us really love about him is he's a man of his word, tells you just what he thinks, and when he says his attention's on New Jersey, the huge problems that he's trying to help that state to surmount, I believe him. I say this as a big admirer of his, but if he decides to stay out of this, then I think we ought to all respect it.
This is Governor Mitch Daniels of Indiana. Look for the book, Keeping the Republic, Saving America by Trusting Americans. Thank you, Governor, so much for your time.
Enjoyed it. Thanks.